Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
I can't believe we're doing this.
You're about to get
a
window.
It's a betrayal of trust.
Hey, it's not a betrayal of trust. You're not allowed to assault me in these ways and expect to get off with no reprimand.
You come across as, you know, this kind, gracious guy. I mean, you're even wearing a t-shirt which has a bloody unicorn on the front.
In fairness, the unicorn is in an inverted pentagram. Like, there's still a bit of metal about it, in fairness. But yes, yeah. I am wearing a unicorn
to
t-shirt.
To the ignorant onlooker, it looks like a picture of a unicorn. But here you are, about to play private WhatsApps that I sent to you about something that I have, for some unknown reason, become incredibly passionate about.
Sorry, pot, cat, anyone else in this room? Yesterday, Cathal Minogue's private WhatsApp voice notes are being blasted across the country.
He was drunk. It's open season on drunks. You know that.
Here's the thing. Dermot, you've got form on this, okay? You watch something on Netflix. Then it becomes an absolute addiction. So, for example, Formula One. Watch The Drive to Survive. Next thing I know, all I keep getting from you is, hey, did you see Max Verstappen's crash? I'm like, no, please. Like, I hope he's okay, but I don't want to talk about it.
I'm utterly obsessed with Formula One. I'm planning to go to a Grand Prix. It's this new thing in my life. And yes, it came from a TV show.
Yeah, and then the other day we were talking about a TV show called This Is Pop, where it's a TV show about pop music, and each episode focuses on a phenomenon within pop.
Yeah. This came out of Maria's telly recommendations. Maz does her telly, obviously, on this show every Monday and Friday. And the first episode features a band that I couldn't have cared less about over the years, and is one of Dave's faves, which is Boys to Men.
Yeah, it leads to this kind of voice note arriving unsolicited into my WhatsApp.
I know, I never told you. It won't leave my head.
So since I watched it, okay, that song, this is the one they did with Mariah Carey, One Sweet Day, it's called.
What a song.
Never cared about it. Even the other Boys to Men songs, I might have known. This song was never on my radar.
Yeah.
And they featured this song just a tiny bit on that TV show. And it has worked its way into my system like a COVID virus. And it will not leave. And I wake up every single morning singing this song.
Like, that is such a worrying sound to start a voice note, because you don't know what else. I didn't know where that was going. I didn't know that was going to end up being. I was like, whoa, sorry, kids.
Can I just say, this is an earworm with a difference. A lot of the time, songs can find their way into our, you know, our mental awareness, and we may not even like, we may hate the song. Mm. I have discovered that this is one of the greatest songs ever written. And the best way I can describe it, right? You know, when someone, you know, like a girl went away to Australia for a couple of years and then they come back and maybe you see them at midnight mass and you're like, oh my God, you're gorgeous. How did we never, you know? This is how I feel about this song. It's like, you were in front of me all these years, Boys to Men, Mariah Carey, Sweetest Day, and I never.
If you see somebody that you fancy at midnight mass and make this sound, you're going to be thrown out immediately. Although it gets worse, right? So I'm not responding to this geek. Like, I know the song is fine. Like, one of the finest songs ever. I've been saying this for years.
You have. And I've been deaf to your arguments. And this song now, I think, could be the greatest song I've ever heard.
He continues, more unsolicited voice notes come.
Now, the best bit of the entire song is the, no, you're shining down on me from heaven. That little stop is so class.
Oh, here it is. The floor toms, they come in. Oh.
Here it is in all its glory.
God, that little bit, it just gets me right in the solar plexus.
It's so underwhelming. Although I will say, I did eventually respond and say, no, I had to tell him what my favourite bit of the song is, so I was playing it on my smart speaker.
No, this bit.
That bit where Wanya and Mariah sing a harmonised, ah, no. that doesn't, that hits me in the solar plexus. So then I realized I was feeding into his, you know, addiction here, and I was kind of justifying the fact that he's sending me all these weird Boys to Men voice notes. So I just thought, you know, look, I'm glad you like one of the best songs ever written. Eventually, it was out in like 1992 or something.
I know. I'm telling you. Like, there's Late to the Party and there's like It Happened in My Grandparents' Time. So this is how late I am to this party. The party was well and truly over. Boys to Men, I think, are they still performing in Las Vegas?
They are. They're a trio now, yeah.
But I just wonder, you know, are there any... Obviously, I was picking out little bits of that song. Those opening lines. And when you sing it by yourself in the shower, you're like, I am Wanya, or whatever his name is. But are there any little bits of songs that that other people like? Like that there's a song, but maybe it's just like a couple of seconds in it.
In it, okay.
Yeah, so
a
like
moment.
That... in that song just fills me with joy. Is there any other bit of a song, maybe it's just a stop, a whoosh, the way the singer sings it, that just kind of gets you at the same time?
Okay, we'll explore and see if anybody else as obsessed as you are. 087-4100-102.
No, that's you better play the real song.
Play the whole real song.
Absolutely. People need, maybe there's magic here that other people haven't rediscovered
it
like me.
It was number one for 17 weeks. I think people know the song. Well, I will happily play the song because
it is. Yeah, but
no,
I want you all, now this is not some radio song you have on in the background. You have all the windows down in the car and you can't really hear it properly. I want, shut the windows, put the kids to bed or out on the street.
Put the kids to bed at 17 minutes past nine in the morning.
To actively listen to, none of your passive radio listening now, actively listen to this song and you two will go, oh my God, One Sweet Day is the greatest song that has ever been written. Dermot was right.
Mariah Carey,
and it
Boys
took him 20 years to get to the conclusion, but he did eventually.
Wait, 30 years.
30 years to get to the conclusion.
Does it make you feel the same way it makes Dermot feel?
Oh, Declan says, I'm an emotional wreck listening to this, lads, for absolutely no feckin' reason. We see, it's a touching song. You know, it's about not saying what you wanted to say to loved ones before they passed. I mean, like, is there any more they can do in that song to punch it right in the feels?
Possibly not. It is one of the best songs ever. But I mean, again, I just think it's hilarious that this has come from you watching a Netflix show which has now given you this song, although everyone else, in fact, if there's any artists listening who maybe had a hit in the 90s or the early 2000s, all you need to do to get it played on the radio in Ireland is make a Netflix documentary about it and show it to Dermot. He'll then become obsessed with it and it'll definitely get an airplay.
Someone says, I'm going to guess Dermot was that teenager that immediately fell in love with any girl he kissed. I'm just trying to get to kiss someone was the problem. Like if my sleeve brushed off someone on the way back from communion, instant love affair.
Sarah's been on to us to say her favourite bit of any song in the history of any songs ever is the sax solo in Careless Whisper.
Classic. That's a classic part of any song.
One of the best things ever happened on the internet was when a kid who could play that got a sax and just would stand up in shopping malls, in restaurants, in sports games and just play that and everything would stop and everyone would be looking up at the sax guy.
That is a very clever thing to do. Like you would just win every moment for the rest of your life.
Georgina was onto us on a WhatsApp voice note.
I've been going shotgun underneath the hot sun.
And that's George would sing it.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like it's someone.
Such a good piece of
song. Somebody
friends.
Very insultingly says, I didn't know what song Dermot was even trying to sing until you actually played the real one. How dare you? What?
Listen, I've got it. Don't worry, I'll keep playing that bit. Just imagine getting that into your WhatsApp voice note. Maria, have you got one?
Yeah, I always loved the, do you remember All Saints covered Under the Bridge?
Oh, by the Chili's, yeah.
Yeah, and at the end, like close to the end, they start singing the same line at different timings. Okay. Does that make sense?
Not really,
so
but okay.
It's like a little surprise and you don't know which bit you want to sing along to this time when you listen to it.
Play it for us.
Yeah.
really good version of that tune.
Oh, yeah, now we need to play this. Dermot's going to get upset. Someone has already pointed out that what's going to happen to Cheese and Crackers? Is it going to be Cheese versus 90s R&B?
I can't tell you what's happening. You know, maybe this is a midlife thing. Maybe suddenly you just start to look around and suddenly cheese is a thing in your life. I'm sorry, Cracker fans. It's just a phase I'm going through, I promise.
Oh,
it's a boys to men phase. Help me! If you just joined us, I was talking about my my guilty pleasure, my confession. Over the last week, I've become obsessed with the song that is nearly 30 years old. It is Boys to Men and Mariah Carey.
Yes, he's just discovered a 30-year-old song for the first time in his life.
I don't know what's happening to me. But it got us talking about bits of songs that we love, because there's a bit in that where it goes, and I just love that. So sometimes we may not even love a song, but it's just a particular part of it that kind of gets us. Like, for instance, Taylor Swift's song, Lover, just the way she goes, Lover,
Lover.
Wow, she does a better job than you.
I just love that. She certainly does. And also, the start of this song, A, because it just sounds cool, but also because it just signifies, oh my God, summer is here.
Drums, please.
Wait. Is anyone else seeing a problem here? This, our team here, Marie and Emer in the studio here. There are personality traits in this show, and I think it's important that lines don't get crossed.
Right.
Dermot, our cracker man, is now obsessed with Taylor Swift's Lover, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Summertime, and Boys to Men and Mariah Carey, One Sweet Day. I thought I was the cheese guy. No.
Look,
apparently not.
Maybe you've converted him.
Possibly.
This
so.
Is, I told you, it's just a phase. Like, half 11 today on the show, I will be firmly back in Team Cracker. I will get back into my cracker box.
Lots of texts flying in, 087-4100-102. People suggesting bits they love. Summer Jam. I know you love that song, Maria, by the Underdog Project. The intro of that.
Get on the floor.
Just that get on the floor bit.
Get on the floor.
Now, it's one of those bits of songs, you know, you're sitting around and you're having drinks, and then you hear that and suddenly one person goes, oh my God, you have to dance to this.
They dance talk on the way to the dance floor. Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger, is getting some love. Just the big long so.
Yeah, the build up to that chorus is great.
Maria, a few people are talking about the musical bit in the middle of Fix You.
Ah.
About, yeah, there you go. That it just gives you all the feels, this bit.
Everyone on every reality TV show is bawling their eyes out. That's the bit of music they always pick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Colin says, lads, Halo by Beyonce is an absolute banger of a tune. I wouldn't thank you or any other radio station to play any Beyonce or Destiny's Child song, but when Halo comes on the radio, I go full scale diva at this bit.
A song that a girl will stand up holding her drink and then sing it while pointing at her friends. One of those.
Then we got a voice note in from Ash.
Hey guys, I'm just listening to he's chatting about Boys to Men and the Mariah Carey song. I totally agree. It just gets you.
Thank you.
But the boys who make it the best, where you just get caught in your heart or in your throat, are any Westlife song that they get up from their stools. On the long drive to Cork, and yous are going to share the next couple of hours with me, and I'm delighted. Thanks, lads, for the crack. Bye.
Thank you, Ash. And yes, you're right. Any rise from the stool moment that the lads in Westlife do, like Flying Without Wings, perfect example.
Yeah.
Still on the stools. Shane's up first. Everybody goes on the stage.
You walk to the front of the stage and you're like, oh, yes!
Eva was on to us as well.
Good morning, Darren Dave. I've been listening to your piece about the Boys to Men, and immediately the song came into my head. For the first time in forever, the reprise version in the Frozen soundtrack.
Wow.
Where Elsa and Anna are in Elsa's ice castle, and they have the little dialogue in the middle about Arendelle's and deep, 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 deep snow. Right after that, they start to harmonize when they sing, and it just gets me every time.
I know exactly the bit you were talking about, Eva. It is absolutely incredible. This is the bit she's talking about.
I don't know how. Sure you can. I know you can. Because for the first time in forever, I'm such a fool. I can't do it.
I don't know. There's probably a lot of parents going, I never want to hear any bit of that song ever again.
Oh, what a
song. Been on
what
loop
a movie.
For 5 years.
I get so confused on whether I'm supposed to say Anna or Anna. Am I allowed to say Anna?
Try having a daughter called Anna, and we try and explain to her that her name in the movie, the girl's name in the movie, is Anna, except they just say Anna because they're Americans. She's like, no, her name is Anna. My name is Anna.
Irene doesn't know who I'm talking about if I say Anna.
Totally. Someone says, the bit in Tenacious D's tribute where Jack Black just sings nonsense for 15 seconds. Oh, so good. And if we can stay with metal just for a second, one of my favorite bits of a Metallica song that I'm not even that fond of, it's Enter Sandman, everyone loves it, whatever, I don't particularly like it, but there's a bit towards the end where he kind of laughs over a bit of quiet guitar and then goes, "Boo!" Right?
That laugh is very creepy now, Dave. Yeah.
It's good, Dave, but it's no lover.
A lot of people saying Mark McCabe, Maniac 2000, the very start of the song where he shouts, gets people very, very excited. And I like the people that are kind of giving us their bit and they're singing it for us, like Lisa is.
Immortality. The Bee Gees and Celine Dion. Ooh.
Ooh, is right. Michelle has got this one for us.
Hi, Dermot and Dave. My favourite piece of a song ever is the drum section in Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
one.
My God. It just gives me goosebumps. Love it.
Well, so do we, listen. Pretty epic, in fairness.
Everyone remembers that, and it kind of sounds like, oh, that's where the song gets going. But actually, that's, I think there's only 40 seconds left in the song after the drum solo comes in. It's like 3 minutes into it or something. You're waiting the whole time.
Sean O'Reilly, who you'll hear every Saturday on Today FM doing Saturday Hits, is joining us on the line now. Hi, Shauna.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Good to chat to you.
Now, you're listening to this as well. Have you got a favourite bit of a favourite song somewhere?
Yes, I do. It's Believe by Cher. And I actually hated the song when it was out. Like, hated it.
Oh.
So much. And it, I don't know, maybe with age, as an older woman, I can now appreciate what Cher was singing about. Whereas when I was 12, I didn't have a clue.
So this is like Dermot, who slept on Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men One Sweet Day for, oh, you know, just 30 years until he realized it was a good song.
I heard Dermot and I was like, that's exactly my Cher story. Yeah, that is it.
It just creeps up in you and someday you realize. Yeah. But then, you know, it's not like when you like a song when you hear it on the radio. You're like, oh, I like that song. Suddenly you have to just keep playing it over and over and over again.
Like Cher was one of my number one listen to songs on Spotify this
oh,
like,
when you get those reports.
Yeah, and the worst thing about that, Shauna, is that Spotify doesn't know that this is a shot in the dark, once in a blue moon kind of thing, and it's weird. And then it goes, oh, you like this? Well, all your music recommendations are wrecked forever now.
Go on,
your credibility is gone.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
The algorithm is poisoned.
Tell us about the bit in Cher's Believe that you love, though.
Okay, there's something about the tone of her voice when she says, what am I supposed to do? Sit around and wait for you. I just love it.
I don't even know why we have to play it. That was way better than Cher. We'll have a listen anyway. What am I supposed to do? Sit around and wait for you. Well, I can't do that.
Oh, is everything all right at home, Shauna?
Shauna, do you know what the...
I'd like to say everything is fine in my relationship.
Do you know what the worst thing about this is, Shauna? Is this all came from Dermot watching episode one of a TV show on Netflix called This Is Pop, okay? And it was about Boyz II Men and how Boyz II Men influenced every boy band that came after them. And indeed, the boy bands that kind of knocked them off their throne, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, were modelled on the Boys to Men model, and that was kind of what happened. The second episode of This Is Pop, Shauna, is about auto-tune, which T-Pain famously popularised in the kind of noughties. But before that, it was this lady. It was that song that the producer first misused auto-tune on his computer to get it to make that weird kind of robotic effect. And then everyone went, oh, auto-tune, okay, we can use this now. So
this all was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Boys to Men, Cher, me and you talking on the radio again. It's great.
It is. I can't wait till he's obsessed with Cher's Believe and T-Pain's second album.
Oh, look, I'm going to spend the rest of the day walking around going, new building, now. Trying to create my own auto-tune sound effects and failing miserably, obviously.
Shauna, Saturday, some good tunes coming up, Saturday hits?
Oh, yeah, just tune after tune after tune.
Well, Boys to Men, Mariah Carey and Cher, wall to wall. All right, have a great week, Shauna. See you later.
See you, lads.
Bye, enjoy the sun.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.